Hey, go ahead. Start it like that.
No.
Come on.
I'm not starting it.
No, welcome back, everyone, to the Oopsie Daisies podcast. Oopsie Daisies.
Oopsie Daisies.
Episode 119.
Oopsie Daisies.
Oopsie Daisies.
What episode is this?
121.
121. What? Yeah. 21?
121.
121.
Isn't that quite marvelous that it's 121 already?
Yeah.
Isn't
121.
That is
kind of fast.
That's over two years of podcast.
That's 2 years of my life.
Is it?
Almost 154.
2 years down the drain.
Wait.
Yeah.
How
154 would be 3 years.
Wait. Yeah. What he
three?
Said.
No, 156.
Episode 54 is 3 years.
We're approaching 3 years right now.
We're not.
We're 3 years.
Yeah, we're old
not.
And dead.
February or March. February, March of next year.
Oh,
we started in 2016.
We are approaching 3 years.
Bro, what do we even talk about
Grunk
anymore?
Grunk probably started when he was around 16. I started around 17. That's so weird.
I was here when I was like 32.
I don't know. Like,
look,
can
was
we name
now.
A single topic from the past like 40 podcasts? Be real.
Can we what?
Yeah,
talk
name
to
a
us.
Topic Sorry. From like the past. 40
See, I told you. You were the one. You're the one to bring it up. You're the one to bring it up.
Like, we're not talking about politics this podcast.
I'm cutting all of this out. I don't even want.
No,
I am serious.
Don't cut me out. No. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you use code GROUP for 10% off with your Gamer Subs orders.
Uh-huh.
Code
uh-huh.
GROUP is
sometimes
the
100%.
Number... Did you guys know that code GROUP is the 10th code overall in all of Gamer Subs?
No,
actually, it's number 9.
212.
That's actually pretty good.
I'll
take that.
We are considered a top dog.
212?
Woo! Really? Yeah, 212th code. Folks.
Nice.
Like in college
it is
football,
currently
yep.
April 1st.
Actually, it's not. Stop, stop, everyone, stop, stop. Sorry, a moment of peace and quiet. Let's solemn our hearts.
Oh my fucking god.
Because we are a little bit too happy on a extremely tragic day.
Oh my god.
America's Day.
America's Day. Sorry. America's Day.
September 11th?
Yes.
Oh
my
god, you're right.
Ago.
Yeah, this is wild.
Happy 9/11.
You did
yeah,
have
that moment of silence. Moment of silence. Okay, why'd you break it with a laugh? Like,
dude, I heard Grunk.
Because I was still in awe that it was 9/11, because last time I checked the date, it was like 9:02.
Oh my god.
9:02, that's the time, you fool.
fast.
My old senile fool granddad got the date and the time confused.
No, dude, I posted, I do want to say something that's embarrassing. I posted a story this morning at like 3 in the morning while I was downstairs with Isaac. And I was just playing with Instagram filters. I was like, Isaac, I got to post for the gram. You know how it is, right? You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on it and I picked out this one filter. It was me on fire. First, it was Isaac eating Chipotle. So I was just like recording his food on fire while Spider-Man was playing in the background. I was like, all right, it's pretty funny, but it ain't hidden. So then I just recorded my face, and I was just smiling. And then that was it. You know, I didn't think too much of it. And then I posted it, and the first comment I get is, what a way to memorize or memorialize 9/11. I was like, oh. And then I look at the date. Oh!
Damn.
It was like
the, it was up for like 6 minutes.
It was like
so
the first thing.
That was awesome.
The first thing people see on 9/11 is Larry on fire.
Yeah, me smiling while on fire. I don't think that's the prettiest image to have, but sorry, 9/11.
Sorry.
But hello, 9/11.
Hello, 9/13. When this is getting post? 12?
9/13.
Yes, Friday the
13th.
It's a scary day.
I'm so
Friday the
13th. For it. I'm so scared.
Oh, today's so scary when we're posting this.
Turn off the lights. Let's make it spooky.
We should have had a murder mystery episode. Someone gets killed on the podcast, and then we gotta figure out.
Ooh,
who,
that'd
wait,
be good.
Can we do one of them old podcast traditions where we go down the line? I want to hear like how you would start your spooky story. If this was like the spookiest story ever, how would you start it? What voice would you use? Like,
not
in
no
a,
idea.
In a world,
and I'll start with like a, and then crows.
Okay. That's solid.
That's
my
start. I
that's
mean,
a good start.
That's pretty good.
I think I'd start like Moist Critical. Yo, what's up? So once there was a time there was
yep.
a really
that'd be pretty
up,
scary. It's a Reddit horror story.
Yeah.
See ya.
Oh my god.
See ya. That's all. See ya.
See ya.
What about you, T?
I don't.
I'd go like an old witch's fart, and I'd be like, "Welcome to my story."
An old witch's fart.
You just want to fart.
And then I'd be farting. Yeah, dude, I've been a farter. I've been a scary farter.
I'd be like, yo, guys, welcome back. Yo, guys, welcome to my story.
Yeah. like a story time YouTuber?
Yeah, like a YouTuber.
Should I start mine like
I wouldn't be scared.
Like one of those TikToks with 14 parts, but you don't know how many there are until you're like 13 in.
It's yeah, like, it's like, right, dude, part one.
We'll figure it out. So like, I've seen 10-minute TikTok videos. Like, you can upload long.
You can do that.
You know what I also seen? I've seen 35 images on Instagram story. Or no, sorry, post.
Yeah.
It's like you swipe, you're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. And you're like looking at it like, damn, it's still. Oh, no, wait. No, am I thinking about TikTok?
No, you think about TikTok. That's a TikTok thing.
TikTok has a lot of poop on it.
No. Instagram has it too. I remember. I just remembered. Instagram also has past 10. You can go to like 20. I swear to God. I swear. Fucking kill me.
Dude, I am.
Like, I swear to you.
Okay.
Jamie, can we look that up? Let's look Jamie. Up 35. You're Jamie.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You're derpy.
Called over there for Jamie.
Derpy.
Jamie. Instagram more than 10
okay,
posts.
Okay, I don't think this.
Dude.
Are you talking about
per carousel? Yeah, that's it.
You can do only 10.
Well, it says more
per
than 10.
Per carousel, that's a way to put it.
That's not true.
I see my friend have
more than 10 pictures, and I wondered how.
No,
I
they
can
just
do this.
Updated that.
On it has to be. They yeah. Dude, they on changed Reddit. Everything. Instagram is so different now. All of my messages are all over the 20. Damn place.
Look, dude, 15. I hate that. They switched my search and messages.
Yes.
And, like, I can't swipe to the right to access my DMs anymore.
Oh, my God. You can share 20. Or something. I just tried it, and it told me that I can do 20.
Nuh-uh.
Or more than 20.
I told you. And I saw it was a lot, dude. You could do a lot.
Do you know how often I have been, like, nerfed? I've been, like, kicked in the nuts. I had to choose between two perfect pictures.
Uh-huh.
And I have to go with, like, another one or whatever.
What do you mean? What are you talking
about? To fit in less than 10, because I have, like, slideshows, but there's usually, like, 15 to 16 pictures, and I can't put all of them in there. But now I can. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Never mind. You guys, it cancels it out because the whole DM thing, that sucks. You guys suck.
What happened with the DM?
The DMs are just trash now.
What happened?
They keep moving them around.
Wait, do you have a business account?
Yeah.
I do too. I think that's what it is.
I don't have a business account, dude. Yeah. Flip all of those analytics.
I think I have a business account and Isaac does. And dude, I can't even see who follows me except for the most recent person that followed me. Did I show you this?
Yeah.
And if I go to
Broke has notifications. You have one person following.
And it says one person
and then everything
following.
Goes blank.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It doesn't show me a list of who's following me recently. It just shows the most recent. So did you see that too? Or is that not like
I don't look at
everyone drop a follow
followers.
Drop
everyone
a follow.
Drop a follow. Can we
test the theory?
Follow me on Instagram. I'm gonna look at my phone
at Joe Rogan.
At YoungBug48 GM.
YoungBug.
Follow that.
Dude, guys, we're going to the West Coast in a week.
Where?
West Coast. No, I can't do
we're
that.
We're going to Compton?
Yes. We are going to Compton. So if you're in Compton, let us know. North we can you know. A crash.
Meet and greet with Kendrick.
Yes. Yes.
Before he goes onto the big stage at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Or like Travis Scott when he jumps up. You know what I'm talking about? When he's like peeking out his head like a groundhog.
No, wait, that was Cardi. He said Fiend.
No. Travis Scott when he's like underneath the platform and
then he launches him up.
They shoot. Dude, you know how many people I've seen shot out of that stage cannon? Like the
boom. Oh, yeah.
I've seen Michael Jackson sigh.
I was about to say fucking sigh. You read my dick.
Yeah,
I think Rod Wave's gonna do it at the Super Bowl.
Rod Wave
getting launched out of the cannon.
Rod Wave, I know you're driving, listening, and if you're listening driving. Even more, you got to do it. You have to do it. Either that or Jeff Hardy jump off a fucking light. That'd be sick.
That would be more likely.
Jeff
Rod
Hardy's
Wave.
Cold.
That'd be sick.
Rod Wave Hardy upon landing would just break his legs. I feel, and that's not even being mean. That's just. I think that's just the reality.
Oh my God, it was a ghost.
Who is that?
Holy fuck, that scared the shit out of me. That dead ass did. Oh my fucking God.
Grant walked behind the set.
Oh my God.
Quiet as
it was real
I thought
quiet.
You were fucking kidding for a second.
No,
I'm like
an actual ghost.
Oh man, you scared me.
Yo. What if Rod Wave did a Jaleel? Remember what happened to
Jaleel,
him?
Jaleel.
He jumps back.
Oh my God. Yeah. He rode big... off the ramp, right?
Yeah. He almost died, and then ever since then, I've never heard anything from him. I seriously have not
Same.
Heard anything
about
from
Jaleel?
Him.
I
yes.
haven't either.
That was the last thing I heard was, like, Jaleel got injured after doing a backflip from a fucking thing.
Yeah.
And then he was like, at the hospital, and I've never heard
Maybe he's like going through some shit now.
I don't know.
It was a big ball. It was crazy.
It was a big ball.
Did he hit his head?
It's like when Kanye broke his jaw.
What if his voice went deeper?
Wrapped through the wire.
Now he can't sing anymore. He's trying to make
damn,
it go higher.
Damn, boy, he's talking.
Who?
Crunk.
What?
Oh. Yet what? It, oh, wow.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yet clean out his headphones.
Got egoed.
Ego, is that what you said?
It's stupid now. I mean, I was just saying he's gonna have to be like Kanye, how Kanye wrapped the wire because he didn't want to wait for his
and then that's how he made his best fucking album, dude. When Pharrell was in that studio and he was like, he was talking through a piece of metal. And I don't know what he said, I forgot what he said, but he was hyped as fuck, and then he made the best album. Or one of
which one
the
was
best
that?
Albums, The College Dropout.
Oh,
I haven't even listened to it all the way. I'll be so.
I haven't even heard of that.
Graduation. Oh my god.
Graduation.
Work so hard, can't figure out how to vacation.
Yeah, you never heard of College Dropout.
Isaac has a
college dropout.
Isaac, by the way,
I thought he said cause dropout or something. Cause drop something. Hey, I didn't hear college dropout.
I heard college dropout, bro.
Okay, thank you guys.
Dude, that made me just have to go poop, dude. I just got to go poop.
I'm sorry.
Shut up, fart.
Look how you fart.
I might be flipping. Dude, I've been a fart guy. That's all I've been talking about this podcast. I got a fart.
Tanner joined the call and he's like, what if I just farted on the mic? What if I just... No, he was like on his phone. He's like, what if I was on the phone? And I was like,
yeah, no. I was like, what if, can I just do the podcast on my phone? And I'm just like, what, can I fart? I was like, do you guys have any chocolate milk? I was like, I'm just going to lay in my cozy bed for this podcast.
Yes.
Were you in bed or were you on the toilet?
Warm bed.
I was in my bed and then I went to my toilet. Now I'm here.
Did you just like
that's
wake
my,
up?
That's my schedule.
Is that the start
it's
of your
like,
day?
Yeah, that's how I started my...
If Tanner got murdered and there was like investigators and they were like, what were his last steps? Well, we can see that he went from his bed to the toilet. And then from the toilet to the computer.
It's like a triangle every time. It's just a triangle.
Looks like you forgot to turn off Audacity here. Let's see what it sounds like. Just like a bunch of
And that's a crash. Someone definitely crashed from that one.
I was on my phone.
Sorry, I had to
no,
do it.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. You're fine. Sorry. I was going to pivot conversation real fast, but that's fine.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I wanted to talk about Clash of Clans.
Oh.
We all play Clash of Clans.
We all do
I
not.
Play Cookie Run. I play Cookie Run now. Run. Sorry.
I play Hotel Tycoon.
Well, I will tell you this much. I have never seen the worst pay like cosmetic ever. $33 for a new scene in Clash of Clans.
Nuh-uh.
I swear.
What?
Isaac, get it. Isaac, I know you
hold
want
on,
to
hold on, hold
bro,
on,
Isaac,
hold on, hold on.
Get it,
honest, honest reaction from someone who makes a lot of micropurchases in games. I need to react to this right here on the podcast today. Here I go.
Is
it like Bikini Bottom in Clash or something?
Dude, it's literally just a scene on your for your base. No way. Shut the fuck
no,
up.
Oh, he's face IDing.
Yeah, how
you gotta take off the mask.
It doesn't work. It don't work.
Take off the mask.
His phone was at, he was take actually there trying to purchase it.
Well,
he was. Look at my face.
Yeah.
What would it recognize?
Yeah, nothing. Well, what
would it recognize? The sunglasses.
Dude, this is not a crazy looking scene. Why is it $33?
Okay, because you can like zoom out and look at dragons fighting another crap.
Whoa! I mean, that's kind
of Isaac's getting it right now. He's actually pissed.
Yeah, he's actually doing it.
Whoa!
Like, I want to see dragons fight in my class.
Yo! Game. Holy crap!
This is the average Supercell.
Holy crap!
The average,
this
like,
is wow! This $33!
Holy crap!
This is how I would have been if I gotten the Lego Death Star when I was still in my Lego phase.
Oh. But Grunk has one. You should just take Grunk.
I know.
I do.
I know you have.
Grunk, you should smash it.
No, don't break it. Don't touch it.
Grunk, roll like a bowling ball.
Dude, I built it so many years ago, probably like over 10 years ago.
Grunk, you have
like,
no fucking idea how hard I wanted to get that fucking thing.
Really?
Hey, Grunk, I have an idea. You roll your Death Star into my my Eiffel Tower or whatever.
No, because
you
ain't built it. We ain't built it yet.
Bro, we can build it whenever
When we moved from the old house to this one, and I like try to put everything back together, kind of. There's a lot of pieces that moved, and I seriously don't know what goes on to what because that thing is confusing as fuck. Building that Eiffel Tower,
you're also,
it was weird. It was weird.
You're also never going to finish it because I took three pieces with me.
Oh, you fucking bitch. I knew it. I was counting.
I took three vital pieces.
Well, yeah, we'll poop them out.
I took the bolt.
Okay. The bolt.
The bolt.
The no.
The bolt. The lug. The lug and the jackhammer.
Dude, imagine like, damn, what year did the Eiffel Tower get built?
18 something.
1992.
Yeah.
18 something.
You damn fool. That wasn't a Lego. That was my door.
92. 1992.
Imagine 1992. They were building the Eiffel Tower and Tanner was like working on it hard. And they were like calling him. Like, hey, man, we're almost done. And Tanner's dude, like, no, you're not.
No, you know what's actually crazy? Like the New York skyscraper builders, and they were just hanging off of the beam. The steel like, beam. So
eating food.
Eating food. Yeah.
Eating that their sandwiches. Lit.
They were not OSHA exactly. compliant.
One gust of wind. Nope. One. And you're like, oh, shit. Like, damn, fuck that. Yeah, dude. Hell no. And they were young bucks, too, man. Some like 19, 20 year olds.
Some of them were 12 working on the tower.
Some of them were 12. Crazy.
Back then, color didn't exist either. So
no, it did not. So it was hard to see. Like, yeah, it was just contrast.
It was all black and white, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Color got invented in 1992.
Yep. I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch on History Channel and stuff like that, they'll show like World War II in color.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, they used to do that where it'd be like black and white and then they'd do it in color. And I used to asked my dad one time, I said, when did color like exist in the world? And my dumbass learned very quickly that television did not have color then.
The first color made, red!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, red!
Imagine. Incoming blue!
Wait for it, green!
They're like, for the first time ever, instead of coming out with other colors, we collabed colors. Purple! And they're like, red, blue, what?
Yeah, and then Black Market was like, I heard if you mix blue and green, it makes a new color. No one's ever heard of it yet. What the fuck was that?
What does blue and green make?
Red and green?
Red and blue makes purple. Blue and green makes yellow, bro.
Green just makes a blue-green, I think.
Oh.
Blue and green makes blue-green.
Or blue, okay.
Blue and green makes blue green. It makes teal.
RGB, because when you mix the primary colors, RGB. Like red and green, that makes what, yellow?
Blue.
Oh,
orange.
No, makes yellow.
Wait, no, yellow makes, and red make orange.
I'm stupid.
Red and green makes yellow.
Makes yellow, yeah.
Yeah.
And then.
That's crazy.
Okay, RGB, GB.
Blue.
Gay,
green and blue.
Green and blue.
Green, blue makes green, blue. We just looked at that.
Or Brent.
Do we actually just look?
Like, yes. Remember blue green? We looked up blue green. We're like, what does blue green do? What about green, green blue?
Green, blue.
Wait. So if I go back,
I didn't realize it.
Dude, I have like short term memory. I didn't realize it.
Wait. Now, what does green and red do?
No, dude, that one's fucked
orange.
Up.
Orange.
That's taboo.
Final guesses.
Green and red makes like brown.
Orange or brown.
Green and red, brown. I think, make
orange,
yellow.
Brown. Yellow. What?
Yellow. Wait, we just looked this up.
Ew.
Brown.
No, we didn't. Green and red.
Didn't we just look up red
did.
And green?
We did. Just,
we just. We did.
Didn't
we looked up red. Yes,
wait,
we looked up red and green.
Wait, we didn't look up blue and red. Dude. That's what we didn't look up.
Wait,
that's
look,
why
ready?
I said it. That's why I said it, because we already did.
Oh, they even pick up on that shit?
Wait, look up red and green.
I think we already did it.
Wait, red and green?
Look up red and blue.
We looked up red and green?
Stop. Yeah, what about?
Didn't we already look up? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Look up red
oh my
red.
God.
No, this is fucking. Okay, wait, there's three. R, G, B. Okay,
blue.
Which one have we not done?
Blue.
Blue and red.
Red, green,
blue
red.
It's blue and red.
That's purple.
Blue
and red. It's
orange.
Just purple. It's
wait.
Boring.
Oh.
Orange. That's yellow and
this
red.
This is like PlayStation and Xbox. This is the
that's
biggest
like slushy.
Fight.
That's like Pepsi.
Blue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like Pepsi.
Like if I can think of like one of the biggest battles, it's like blue and red, Xbox.
Blue versus red.
Yeah, blue versus red.
It's
boys versus girls.
Versus oh, there, look at the bottom right. Look at the bottom right. There is the color wheel.
Oh, so
there
red and violet.
Look at the bottom
red
right. Look at the
yellow.
Look at the bottom right. There is the color wheel.
This is the color wheel.
look at the bottom.
There is
bottom
the color
right.
wheel.
There's the color wheel.
Well, look, color wheel at the bottom right looks like Chipple Dipple.
Oh,
no
shout
way.
Out to Chipple Dipple.
Oh wow,
look at that.
That guy's lore runs deep.
This is like a goddamn
color
Illuminati.
Wheel. Maybe oh,
yeah.
for starters, color wheel.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Color Dang, wheel. Dude, colors are so interesting.
What's your favorite color?
Look up Sploo.
You don't want to know.
Sploo.
Look up Sploo.
Sploo. How do you spell that?
I made a new one. S-P-L-U.
We're in the color podcast.
S-P-L-U.
It's purple, cyan, and...
Hell no.
Sploo color.
I don't know.
All right,
hell
look up...
yeah.
No. Look up Blurple.
Look up Fuchsia. Look up Fuchsia.
Dude, Fuchsia's a crazy way to spell it.
Why? That's just pink, man.
Dude, it's Fuchsia.
That's beautiful. Fuchsia. That's actually a beautiful color.
Fuchsia.
Like if I saw that in the wild, I'd eat it. I wouldn't care.
I like colors that make sense, like gray or...
Look up Blurple.
Like gray cloud, like something like that, like some descriptive shit.
Gray is the only color that we've talked about that doesn't make sense at all.
That's gray? Discord color, Blurple.
Gray?
Whoa. Blurple.
Dang, dude.
Oh, it is.
This is crazy.
Oh, crab.
Oh, purple.
Holy crab.
Blue car with pink rims.
Blurple car with pink libs.
I'd make that in GTA.
Yeah, we have all...
Blue teeth.
Oh,
I want those teeth.
Blue teeth.
Oh, blue teeth.
There's this artist named Molly Santana that has black grills, like all black grills.
Is this scary to look at?
Oh,
sometimes. Crying. But it's chill. It's chill. It's cool. It's a cool look. Hmm. We should all get grills. We should all get blacked out grills.
Yes. I agree.
No, wait.
Isaac couldn't even show them.
We should get white grills.
Nope. I'd have to get them outside.
Is that perfect teeth?
White
I'd get white grills and have perfect teeth.
Veneers?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably
wait,
cheaper
white
than
grills?
Veneers.
Why haven't people done that?
Because they're too scared.
White grills? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Wait, what's wrong with white grills?
It's just perfect teeth?
Nothing.
It's just veneers.
Like,
people
like, yeah.
It's white.
Just white. No
just
diamonds.
White, no diamonds.
That's that's veneers. Yeah,
yeah. A lot of people have veneers.
Oh, he's trolling.
Oh.
Veneers is crazy.
Oh, my God.
I thought veneers were like you take off the tooth and you put it in. Grills are like
you like
slap
shave
it on
down
top.
Yeah. They shave your tooth down to like...
Yeah, they shave down your tooth.
Or something to the sensitive
center,
spot
the
and then
sensitive
they pop
spot.
Them on.
Pop them on.
And then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's really gross.
My God.
Honestly.
The gang home.
The
gang just got
the
home.
The whole gang.
The whole gang just got home.
Can we start substituting Grunk out for other people? Bring in Bobby.
One one.
Bring in Cam.
Yeah, some guy comes in.
Let's have Camden sit down and say a few words.
Let's start having everybody come in.
Don't actually do that.
Grunk, you see
your
tapestry back there? Can you replace that with a $100 bill? A giant $100
bill? $100
bill?
$100 bill?
I'll leave that up to Larry. Ding! Just kidding, that was mean.
Oh.
Rats!
Rats! Wait, how are the cats?
They're good. Freaking Harvey was just sitting in my lap, and then he got up when I got up and scratched my arm. But they're good. They're doing good things. And
that's sweet.
That's fantastic.
They're making their papa
in college.
Proud.
Yeah.
Yeah,
one's in college already.
Okay, so
one's
from
working
birth,
for the lumber.
From birth to 1 year, they grow.
Fast.
They grow
Oh,
fast.
I know. They've already gotten so big. Like,
dude, we should place bets on them. I think
what if it was like 200 pounds?
All right, here's Tallulah.
Here's to
oh my glob.
Oh my god.
That thing's belly.
They're actually so much bigger.
Yeah.
It's like
put,
a little
up, put it up to your head like a cell phone.
It was so weird. whenever I visited home and my other cats were there, I like forgot how normal sized cats, like I forgot how big they were. And I was like, damn, these cats are massive.
Damn. I thought you were gonna say that they like sniffed you and they're like they're not familiar with that.
No.
Do
they just
stay
look
in your
like
room?
So huge.
Do they stay in your room?
They most of the time. They've been venturing out though. They'll come downstairs with us now.
Dude, I love when cats have like a bravado, like a fucking like chest up and they're like walking new territories like that.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love.
Mm-hmm.
I love
cats. Like they're king.
They're so silly. Like downstairs, we have a bunch of beanbags on the floor. We have like three on the floor, and they'll just like do bounds and leaps and just run around in circles and go up the furniture.
That's
it's
so
like,
cute.
Crazy.
Have you got them checked for worms or anything like that? Just like general safety.
Do they have rabies?
For kittens?
They came checked, and I'm going to the vet on the 17th for a checkup.
Nice.
Oh, wait, do you have pet insurance? I hate to ask you this. I don't wanna...
No, I asked my mom if I should get it, and she said no, but I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, especially when they're kittens, like, you don't need to worry about that right now, I feel like. You know?
Mm-hmm.
As long as they got their rabies and their deworm and their... I don't know. Do they get boosters still? I don't think so.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm going in for.
Oh, they get boosters? Get okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As an owner, how expensive are the operations of owning a kid?
Uninsured.
Uninsured. And as a single father?
I'm going with a, like, low-cost vet that is from the place that I got them. And so it's like, sorry, I'm, like, struggling to form thoughts right now.
No, you're good.
It's like,
it's like a fourth dimension.
This is some shit I do in fucking VR chat.
Okay, so it's half cost, right? It's half cost, so it's not that much. It's like, I'm pretty sure this checkup was going to be like $30.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Crazy, but I'm sure true. Like if something bad happened, it'd probably be hella expensive.
It would, yeah, yeah, for sure. Dude, you got them spayed and neutered. They already came like that, right?
Yeah, very.
That's already like $300 you don't have to pay. So,
damn, really?
Yeah. It gets expensive. Yeah, damn. Bento, I had to get him neutered, and yeah, his little cojones were removed. But it was like $300, I think.
Why'd you do
$200? Huh?
His balls.
Why? Because I don't want him spraying.
Poor little nuts.
Spray.
Yeah, dude. Yes, bro. They spray. It's disgusting.
They spray.
And they get in heat, and they're like.
They spray on the walls and stuff like that. I don't know if that's considered nutting, but
I'm
like,
pretty. Does it come from their little? Cat
no, it's
dick?
Just marking their territory.
Yeah,
it comes from their little cat dick. Yeah.
Is it piss? Are they marking
it's
their
like
territory?
It's like some liquid that they end up spraying.
Isaac, it's nasty.
Yeah, it's really nasty. Gross.
It smells and them. Cats smell it and they're like, oh, I shouldn't fucking be here. And they get the hell out of there.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, marking the territory. Yep. That's what happens.
Male
yeah.
cat spraying and then, is like the most disgusting thing.
That's
wait,
the
Tanner,
smells
what,
awful.
What is your cat? Is your cat a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
I just saw a thought bubble.
He's like, yeah, it's a girl.
Well, I saw like the first two bubbles, but not the big one. I just saw like it forming, and then it just stopped. And
I was thinking,
out, it fizzled out, went back in.
Being named iPad, you forget like the gender of the cat.
Yeah, no, that's true. iPad. Yeah.
Named iPad.
Dude, that'd be so trippy if you're looking at your cat trying to see if it's a boy or girl, but it has like.
You're just like, what
if it had like just like a button, like you press.
I'm a boy,
or like a string you pull.
Yeah. A voice.
No,
line.
I just watched the conscious episode with SpongeBob last night. It was like,
oh my goodness,
can I have something to eat?
Right no. No,
can I have something to eat?
No,
the conch.
Yeah the conch.
Why don't you try again?
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I have something to eat?
No. I love SpongeBob, dude. I've been watching the first two seasons, and
the best ones, mm-hmm. the best ones, 1, 2, and 3, right?
They're all good. They're so good.
Yes. Wasn't that?
I think like seasons 1 through 4 are just kings.
Yeah, they were insane. What's his face? Well, it's actually from the first episode. There was a few that were written differently because like the guy you're talking about, I forget. Damn, he like passed away like quite a bit ago. It was a maker of SpongeBob.
Steven Hillenburg.
Yeah, this guy.
Steven Hillenburg.
Yeah, yeah. So, but there's a few, there was one episode where SpongeBob was getting, you remember the inflatable muscles?
Yeah.
He was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was not written by him. That was written by somebody else or like a group of other people. So
you can
I
actually
know...
see the ratings, like the entire chart ratings of all the SpongeBob episodes from like each season and watch their decline after the first three seasons. Did you know that? You can see where he stopped writing.
When did he stop writing?
Honestly,
after
dude,
season 3, I think.
Hot take, but I don't know if that's the
unless
the
we're
reason.
Talking about the right person.
No, this is like the main writer.
Oh,
stop working on SpongeBob.
Working on SpongeBob.
Pretty sure he started working on like late.
Seasons 1 through 3.
It's like,
wow. Yeah,
it's like that one guy that stopped working
on
Hunter X Hunter.
Once Paul Tibbett took over, dude, all the fucking ratings went down. You can actually look at the ratings. There's a picture of it. I'm sure if you looked up SpongeBob episode ratings.
SpongeBob, you're good. You're good. Yeah, good.
There it is. Look, all green. And that was all seasons 1 through 3. And
damn.
Then after that, they all just started fucking tanking.
Dude, look at that dark red one. What even?
What happened to that season? I can't remember a single episode.
Reddit Enhance. I don't think those are... I think that's an episode.
Season... that's episode 7?
How can a SpongeBob episode be that bad? Like,
yeah, I don't know. That's like
yeah. Somebody has to get like shot in the head for it to be that bad.
Yeah,
like Squidward's got
to
die.
There has to be no jokes. There has to be no
it's
plot.
Episode.
Yeah, there's got to be at a funeral and it's everyone serious.
No jokes. No plot.
Not a single joke.
No jokes.
Episode 5, season 7 is
Look up season 5 episode 7.
The worst episode rated, apparently.
Wait, season 7 episode 5.
Yeah, SpongeBob.
Season 7.
I just want to know what it's about.
I wonder if I can recognize it from just watching.
Oh.
Which one? Ew.
Oh, the monster one where it's a little blob.
Oh, that I remember that episode. That was gross.
What? I like that episode.
No, it's gross. Gross to me.
Ew.
It was a little freaky because they made him like really like disgusting with this whole
gross
weird mouth
thing. Ew.
Listeners, it's I don't even know how to explain it. It's like the eel. It's like a green eel that turned freakishly into a monster, and it was like a baby at first.
It was supposed to be like,
it's like a little
scary and gross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The darkest episode of Spongebob. That's matching profile pictures.
That's me. That's me.
That's you and Grunk. That's you and Grunk, dude.
Oh, so
hippie episode.
So chill.
So fucking awesome. I'm pretty sure the darkest episode is Squidward suicide, guys.
The darkest episode, and there's like two hippies, two SpongeBob.
Aww. This is so
cute. Is that how it's... I haven't seen this
episode. Oh, it was a pal for Gary. That's because it was.
Gary doesn't like him, and then Gary's trying to get him, SpongeBob, to get rid of him.
Yeah, and he was about to
look
by him. Yeah.
And then SpongeBob doesn't believe Gary, and then he walks in on him, and is like, Gary!
Oh, Gary! Yeah, when SpongeBob walks away, and then the little guy goes like... and then it comes back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, it goes back normal.
Okay, I see the premise.
Dude, I think Gary's the smartest animal or smartest thing in the show.
Yeah.
Meow.
Remember that episode where he lifted up his whole body and he had shoes? He had shoes and he walked around. Remember that?
Gary, no,
he talked normally. Hello, SpongeBob.
Hello, SpongeBob. Yeah.
Wasn't that when he was in the library or something?
Yeah. He was like, hello, SpongeBob. Welcome to the library.
Dude, I'm thinking to myself, what other shows are there that have like really strong start and then like something sour happens? Like for SpongeBob, it was season 4. Something sour.
Oh,
like it starts out so strong and then something goes wrong or someone steps away. Like Simpsons, Futurama. Like what's
Well, I mean, that's just every. Isn't that any show like ever?
Yeah, honestly, yeah. But that's not just like a natural way of progression. Not as bad as SpongeBob. It's like, I don't know. It was really, really good and really, really good. And then some reason,
I think just
over the past like five years, it's gotten like almost too much. Like, it's just like there's so much going on in each episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I saw those and then I looked. Like, I was watching SpongeBob, and that's how much is normally going on in SpongeBob, to be honest.
It is.
Maybe it's because it's better animated. It's just, like, way more, like, whoa.
I think it's just the nature of the gags. A lot of the old ones were just, like, really... Like, think about, like, how we make stupid jokes. Like, they're not... Like, it's... The joke is more so in the fact that they're dumb. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're, you know, they're a little dumb, stupid joke. But they would make a lot of, the like, stupid jokes like that, where, like, it was just, like... Really ran, like, for example, the part where they're with the Dutchman, and then they were trying to scare a kid, and the guy, obviously the Dutchman's like, "Whoa!" like scary and all that, and then SpongeBob and Patrick come out and they're doing like the fucking finger circle thing, mm-hmm. you know, like, "Ooh, how did he do that?" It's just it's silly gags like that. It's just, you know, it's like.
But I did see one where he like his eyes turned white and then he blew up, and I was like, okay, what is happening?
Like, dude, no! Remember the driving one,
where he like driving. Oh,
yes, the driving one was actually so funny. That was legendary.
Didn't they make that into a game? Did they have like similar art style like that for a game that they did?
I don't know.
How many SpongeBob games are there?
There's a lot.
It's like 7.
Yeah, I think 45 SpongeBob games.
SpongeBob game driving. If you looked up like driving.
Oh, dude, I was.
Oh, dude, the driving games are so fun.
So
dude, the army one. That's so.
The army one. Yes. Yeah, something Bikini Bottom. I forget the
name. Oh my god, they had ranked in there?
Battle Bikini
Bottom. Dude, this
cover
is so hard. They look pissed off.
I love that cover, dude.
Patrick and SpongeBob pissed off, running away from fire. Dude, God, it's so classic. These covers, man. Shout out Bob. Classic. Shout out fucking Bob.
Shout out Bob.
Whoever invented SpongeBob, but it's crazy just to invent SpongeBob and all this pops up. That's crazy.
This is insane.
Look at that.
Yeah, imagine
how much
being...
merchant, dude. I think anybody could see SpongeBob and be like, "It's SpongeBob."
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's SpongeBob.
I feel like it's actually the most recognizable show like globally.
What about Mickey Mouse?
No.
I think SpongeBob's even.
Dude, I remember when I went to Mexico, there was like a Mickey Mouse mural next to a Coca-Cola mural, and I was like, damn.
Dude,
Coca-Cola and Mickey Mouse, big. That's a big combo.
Yeah, what do we think are like the most recognizable, what do we think are the most recognizable brands like for each category? So like Coca-Cola would definitely be the number one like soft drink soda, like nationwide.
Peter Griffin.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I'm with Tanner.
Number one cartoon. No,
yep.
Peter
the whole
Griffin.
Fucking world.
Peter Griffin.
I think SpongeBob. I'm not gonna lie.
The most recognizable brand.
GTA 5 with games.
Yeah, probably either that or Mario.
Tetris.
Mario, maybe.
Hello,
yeah.
Mario.
Tetris.
Just Mario. Anything Mario.
Pong.
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 You have to try and hit like generations. You
two
know
lines.
Two lines. Yeah, just going up and down.
Sonic.
Sonic. No.
Mario
no.
for sure.
No.
King's Cake. I feel like.
Like. Yeah, because there was a battle between Mario and Sonic and
the
I don't
Olympic
know,
game.
Mario kind of won. Yeah, it was Olympics. Mm-hmm. Mario's kind of dominating on that field. But then that's
cars?
What I'm thinking about GTA, though. GTA is the best-selling game of all time, baby.
Yeah, but they haven't done a lot of... Mario is done... It's taken, like, a character
from
the game
like
and then...
Years.
Like, every avenue of stuff. Like toys, movie, blah, 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 blah. GTA is, like, game. That's it.
Yeah, like... Yeah. I feel like... Yeah, you basically said it right.
Just game.
Mario. I feel like Mario overall is like the best. Maybe we can just say character then. Mario is like the number one gaming character people have seen.
Yes. Oh, like, yeah. I'd double down.
Like
that.
Car brand, I feel like Honda is like the number one. You know what I mean?
I don't even want to talk about cars. I have no idea.
You know what I mean? I'm just thinking like fast food. What? I guess just
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
McDonald's! McDonald's!
You know? And then Coke with that. Isn't that crazy to think about?
No, not really.
Okay.
Coca-Cola.
What food? Water.
No, right. Not really. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not crazy.
Intrusive.
Nah. It's not. Has anyone ever done that? Man, this is so... That was crazy. That's crazy, right? Nah.
Nah. But you weren't kidding either.
Nah, it's not crazy.
Yeah, not with that.
Well, because that's such a hard thing to pin down as to what is the biggest thing. Like, what truly, and how do you even calculate that, really? Like,
Larry, look up the most popular thing on Earth right now.
Like, imagine. Dude.
That's a good point.
The most popular thing
Michael Jackson,
on Earth.
Maybe?
The all-knowing
the
robot.
The most popular
thing ever.
I think Panda by design.
Ever.
Ah! Oh, it's all you.
Damn, Michael Jackson.
Dude,
yeah.
There's people in other countries that are like, I want to go to the U.S. because that's what breeded Michael Jackson.
No.
And it was that big.
No.
Michael Jackson was that big.
You're a liar.
Swear to God.
I guess Finding Nemo is pretty big, too.
What was?
You said Finding Nemo?
Finding Nemo.
That was Australia, though.
Dude, I haven't even watched Finding Nemo.
Really?
What?
What? Are you serious?
How? That's impossible.
It just keeps swimming.
I just said a fact. Everyone have seen it.
That's impossible.
He goes back and changes it from a fact to an opinion.
Back in the drafts. Back in the drafts.
You think there's a Spanish dub of Finding Nemo that plays in like some Spanish dentist?
A dentist office or something?
No, no, it does. It was playing at a dentist I was going to.
There's actually a dentist
in Spanish?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, not in Spanish. It was in English.
There was a...
Dude, it's crazy. We all agreed on dentist. Like, it was all in our heads.
Yes, because the dentist is in the show. It's in the movie. There's a scene in the movie where the dentist girl...
What's her name? I forget her name.
She didn't have a name. Big doofus.
I think she had a name. They weren't going to call her just like ugly ginger bitch. They were going to call her name.
Dorothy. I think her name was like Dorothy. Dorothy or something.
Dorothy.
Debbie?
Let's see here.
Deborah?
Nope.
No. Peach.
Sally.
There's no way.
God, Ellen. There she is. That's Lulu. Lulu Ebeling.
Sue.
No way. Oh.
Her name's Lulu?
No, her name's Darla, but Lulu played
you
her.
You make lemon?
I don't know who that is.
Oh.
For you guys.
What'd you say?
Someone said Lulu, and I said lemon, so I put a little reference for you guys.
Oh, thank you, dude. Thank you.
Sparkle a little something on top.
Oh, my God. She's only 27 years old?
Anyway,
she had to be a kid, though.
No, because Timmy Turner.
Timmy Turner.
Did you guys watch Danny Phantom?
Yeah.
He's a phantom.
You never watched Danny Phantom? That's a good show.
Or
what was the other one with the dragon?
Jake the Dragon.
Jake the Dragon.
Jake the Dragon, baby.
What the hell is Come Jake on, the son. Dragon?
Come dude, on, bro. This dude, shit was
this
so
is
good.
The most badass motherfucker on earth.
I used to think I was Jake the Dragon.
Dude,
as a kid.
I've never seen
this
that.
This guy
that
will
looks like Nick.
This guy does look like Nick. What the hell? It's the eyebrows.
Thanks, Isaac.
Dude, I was watching My Gym Partner's thing. A Monkey. I was watching.
Oh, My Gym good. Partner is a Monkey.
Yep. Would Billy watch and Mandy. That
dude,
show.
Oh,
it was awesome. Dude.
Fish.
It was.
Fish hooks, yeah.
Oh, fish hooks.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who's that knocking at my door? 5, 6, 7, 8. Hurry up and don't be late. What's another good one?
Camp Lazlo.
Camp Lazlo, dude.
Camp Lazlo was so
Look
funny.
At this fucking awesome. That era, man. God, they're so fucking cool.
Who do you guys think would be like the
you,
camp
did you guys?
What was his name? Oh, go ahead.
You guys ever watch freaking Harvey Beaks?
Harvey Beaks? Is that an elephant or
I
entrance?
Loved Harvey Beaks. I feel like not many people even tapped into that.
Oh, wow. I haven't watched it, but I've seen it. No. I've seen only
Harvey Beaks was so sweet. Oh my god.
This was like
wait, why does that look like Flapjack a little bit, like on the right? One more over.
Where oh
yeah,
it does.
Like Flapjack wow. for yeah. a second. Just for a split second.
Just
Harvey
Beaks.
Wait, did you guys watch Ninjago?
Yep.
Lego Ninjago, bro. Classic. Classic alert.
Dude.
Classic alert.
Freaking the other day. Me and my friends were not very sober, and we were watching Unstoppable Luck and Xbox Addiction Minecraft Trolls from like 8 or 9 years ago, and like it was so funny. Like that was so enjoyable. I recommend it to everyone.
Xbox Addiction, dude.
Unstoppable Luck. Like we watched an Xbox Addictions one, and it felt kind of fake. But then you put on that Unstoppable Luck, and he's like in there, like he's getting it.
Are we watching the like trolling type shit?
Yeah, like type shit. I'm pretty sure one was titled like
trolling shit.
Like bossy girl like flips out or something. It's just like all these kids. He gets in these kids' Minecraft world and just like. Trolls and they like they take it so
Wait.
Serious, but like we all did back in the day, so it's like we've all been there. But like, oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Does he act like Herobrine? Is it one of those?
In the Xbox Addictions one we watched, yeah, but that like felt so fake. It felt like everyone was in on a script. It was weird.
Dude, when I first started playing Minecraft on my old Xbox, I had a friend, and he told me to download like a Herobrine like map. I was like, okay.
No.
He's like, all right, now. And he was like, no, I heard this one's real. Like, he's actually here. And I was like, wait, what are you talking about? He's like, this guy haunts Minecraft. I was like, okay, wait, is he going to show up if I download it? And he was like, yeah. And he was like trolling me. So he had like mods and he went invisible and he was like scaring me. And I was like,
did he have the skin? Did he have the Herobrine skin on?
Yeah, he had the skin.
You're probably on YouTube somewhere.
He was like, Tanner, come over here. I was like, what? And then he showed me like a temple. I was like,
oh my gosh.
Dude, no, I was fucked with it because like my uncle showed me that on the patch notes, they said that they removed Herobrine. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it was real the whole time. He's like, no way. And then I got on Minecraft Pocket Edition. Mm-hmm. And there was a video I saw on Pocket Edition where the guy was in the, it was like a kid on ice and he broke the block and then Herobrine was in the, like there and he was like, ah! And so I was like, no.
I used to watch a lot of those videos.
Is so scary.
It was so scary.
I used to watch those trolling videos of Herobrine. And they would like find a little kid, and then they would just scare the living shit out of him.
They would
grief his world.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're fucked.
It used to be on that channel called Video Games I've mentioned before.
Oh, my God. The VG, like the giant VG logo.
Yep, literally, yeah. And they called it Video Games. It was like Black Ops 2 trolling or like Minecraft trolling. It'd be like an actual kid like crying in the thumbnail.
Yeah. They were like cat, dude. They were... Like machinima esque level.
Unstoppable Luck literally uses Isaac's subtitle style, but instead of like the emojis and Pepe's and whatnot, it's just like Rage Comics. Like it's the same exact thing. It's like, whoa.
Oh! Like, I was just about to say, Merc Music. Merc Music did the same thing where he would use images, a bunch of random GIFs.
GIFs.
Yeah, and he'll loop them and speed them up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was ahead of its time. I was watching his like, what was it called? It was something. It was like shit. Blah 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 says, and it was just a series of his friends saying things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn,
like shit.
Yeah,
Matt
I
says.
That.
Damn, dude. That is. That's such an era.
Old YouTube was so funny.
Did we say when we're having that meet and greet at TwitchCon? By the way, I don't think we did.
Do we have an official thing?
Yeah, it's on Saturday at Gamersoft.
We have an official meet and greet.
Yeah, Saturday at Gamersoft.
Like, so security.
I think it's like. think it's oh, not an official one. We're at the GamerSubs booth.
We're in the jank. We're in the alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't stream. We would never ever come prepared to anything. That's one thing about it.
That's our rule.
That's true. it's just stapled.
And then next year, if we do end up going, T is definitely going to be there. Right, T? Probably, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go there. I want to
This year, though, just it's a lot of traveling for Tanner. So we're going to.
Yeah,
he's gonna come
I got to go like
again.
Two different ways. Yeah, just not enough.
We all have to go
time
two
of day, you know.
Yeah, pretty sure we all have to go there and then back.
All right, three different ways.
Well, four, I guess.
Oh shit!
Yeah. You'll be there soon with us. You're gonna come visit us.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get down and dirty, and Grunk's gonna be there too.
Just wait till it gets temperature though, because it still gets hot during the day. Even though the mornings are cool, the mornings are like windy and nice and chill and awesome. But
what do you miss about Texas so far? Because I'm absolutely hating it.
Yeah, no, I don't miss anything. Really. Like everything in Texas
sucks.
Don't you
hate it here? Isn't it so ass? Like cookie cutter homes, the weather fucking
sucks.
Yeah,
like
damn, this is my
all my family members are like, "How's Texas?" And I give them a whole list of how shitty it is.
Oh my god,
the
how like horrible it is.
The weather sucks.
Yeah, there's tolls. You drive. The weather sucks. There's bugs everywhere. The houses suck. The AC sucks.
And everyone's
sucks,
like coping. I've found out that everyone that lives here is coping. They're like, "Yeah, dude, we have no income tax." And it's like, dude, but you're paying like $7 each way in tolls. So like it fucking adds up.
Yeah, have fun leaving your house ever in the heat and then paying tolls everywhere and then getting shitty food.
No, but hold on.
Okay, toll route 22 minutes, regular route 48 minutes. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, at this point, I might as well just go through the fucking tolls. Makes no sense.
Well, hold on, Tanner.
What am I made of money? Come on here.
What? Because I remember.
What?
Oh, I don't know. I seen you get cut before and a dollar bill slid out.
That was odd.
What does that mean?
Thank you.
I said, "What am I made of money?" And he said, "I got cut and a dollar fell out."
Ah.
Yeah, that was funny. Anyway.
I like you, little man. You got a little comedy bone. Tanner, at least we have pizza past midnight. That's all I'm going to say.
Ooh,
what are you talking about?
Shots fired at
Washington. Bad pizza. That's like disgusting.
I want to hear it.
There is no pizza in Texas.
So
I will tell you that right now.
You wanted that pizza so bad.
The only pizza, in Texas is Papa Murphy's.
Oh,
you can only win this argument if you go through the screen and grab him by the neck.
Fuck, I can't do that.
Oh, I got to fight.
We were playing Roblox, and you're like, "Oh, I want a pizza. Nothing's open."
Really?
Yeah, it was like 2 a.m., dude.
Yeah, we had pizza. I could have ordered Papa John's.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I would not order that pizza because last time
Domino's
I got a pizza, Domino's?
Yes. Domino's.
I guess?
Domino's is running late at night. Open? I saw a truck, or I saw a car, Domino's car, go driving at like 1 a.m. It's like, damn, dude. They're busting down on that.
Hmm?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Someone behind you?
iPad?
Is that the Green Reaper? I'm here for you.
No, I totally forgot what I was going to say, and then I just lost my whole train of thought.
Did that happen
we were talking about pizza, and we were talking about Domino's, and we were talking about pizza trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
No. Oh, yeah. We have a pizza restaurant here in our hometown. I can't say because it's like right next to me, but it is the best pizza you'll ever eat in your entire freaking life.
Is it actually good? It's actually
ever.
Good.
No,
oh,
it's better
Freddy's.
Than
Freddy's Pizzeria?
Freddy's Pizza. Freddy's
Tony's Pizza.
It's so good. It's like brick oven and it's real and it's like we don't deserve it. I'll say that. We don't deserve it here in this town.
Tanner, then again, all the pizzas I've ever seen you order them like frozen to the house to warm up.
That's just Papa.
No, that's Papa Murphy. It's Fred. They're not frozen. It's never frozen. That's the whole deal with Papa Murphy's, Nick.
Never.
It's fresh. Fresh dough, fresh cheese, fresh meat, everything, and go put in the oven, and then it's all perfect.
You like fresh meat?
I'm passionate with pizza. Yeah. Yeah. So what? Are we going to prove it?
What's your golden child pizza? Like, you can't go wrong.
Pepperoni.
That's it?
Pepperoni.
Hawaiian.
Can't go wrong.
You pissed off at least one person.
So I'll hop on the Hawaiian train.
Really? That's your golden star pizza? Like golden boy?
Sure.
Go ahead, Tanner.
Okay, yeah, Tanner.
Oh, my golden is chicken. Ooh. Ooh. No, it's barbecue chicken, jalapenos on it, with onions. It's a whole thing, and it's so freaking good.
Wait, I'm pretty sure we talked about this the last episode with Swagger Souls.
Did we?
Really?
I'm pretty sure we did. Dude,
are we losing our memory?
I said chicken bacon ranch.
Are you talking about?
Are we all losing our fucking mind? What the fuck?
Oh my
fuck?
God.
Dun.
Dun. See me sneaks.
Dude, I was like, look at your ceiling. Look at your ceiling. Your snot dripping, everywhere. Dripping. It's dripping down on you forever.
All right. Hey, Grunt, can we start playing Minecraft again? Can we start up an SMP?
Every single time we do that shit, it just lasts one day and then Grunt gets sad again.
Let's just play as friends and like play on a world.
That you say it lasts one day as if like there are people trying to keep it living.
Yeah, you're right. When was the last episode? What went wrong?
What did go
literally
wrong?
I played and then nobody played.
Oh wait, you're talking about that one. Yeah, that was a shit ass world, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, now we're making excuses.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Bro, that is an excuse. That world was great. That was a great world, actually.
I built the best house I've ever built in my life on that world.
Yeah. Yappers be yapping. You guys be defending Minecraft with your life.
You're the one that just asked to do it again.
Minecraft fucking movie. We didn't talk about that.
We did not. Speaking of that,
let's just send a shitload of hate.
Listen, I'm sorry, but I don't give a shit about the hate.
No, we don't care either. Awesome.
I think it's gonna be fucking sick.
It looks like so derpy.
It does. And I'm gonna spin around 3 times and I'm gonna watch it dizzy.
You're gonna fall asleep. The only way to keep your ass up during a movie is to send you to a 4D movie. That's what I've accepted.
The only time that I slept, the 2 times that I slept.
Oh, the 3 times or the 4 times. Go ahead.
Well, go ahead. What are the examples?
You fell asleep during Smile.
You did.
Okay. I've already seen Smile 3 times, by the way.
Yeah, that was the first time, and we were watching with Trevor.
And then I watched it again.
You fell asleep during Fast X.
You did. Twice. You fell asleep during the last movie we went out and saw together.
You also fell asleep during that 70s movie that we watched. You fell asleep during the fucking first Omen.
He fell asleep during the first Omen. That's already almost 3 or 4 movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Okay, so then your point?
Why are we going to waste money on your ticket if you're just going to watch it later?
I still watch it. I watch plenty of movies awake. And those are the few examples that I fell asleep.
I've ran into a moviophile, I guess.
That's a word?
Moviophile.
Moviophile.
I don't know. Moviophile? Ew.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my it's here, Brian! Ah!
His glasses. Oh my God.
Ew. Is that a reflection of his glasses? Yes. Oh, it is. Oh, his eyes are just one.
I need to get glasses. Like, actually. My
is
eyes
vision
are
getting
really? It's getting bad.
Dude, I've been working hard at school. And like literally by the end of the day I can't read anymore. Like I'm so serious. Like
Grunk.
My eyes can't focus.
I can't read.
You know what's crazy? If you and I were to go like bar for bar writing on a fucking, you know, on a notepad or something like that, you would definitely out fucking stamina me. My hand cramps up from writing.
Really?
Yes.
How did you figure that out recently?
Back when I had a car accident, I had to like write in my log book. Everything.
Uh-huh. I feel okay. Never mind. It hurts. Ouch. Ouch. bigger ouch.
I literally
worse than
like,
the last one.
I was writing like 3 sentences and I was like, shit.
Damn.
I'm gripping that shit crazy.
I think I was gripping that shit crazy.
Wait, how do you grip it? Do you do like the?
Oh,
I do triple
grip
finger.
It wrong.
I triple
three
finger.
Fingers.
I grip it like finger.
I don't have a pencil near me, but I go like.
Yeah, I do too.
I like do this.
Oh, look, Tanner's got a thing.
Oh, there you go.
Is that one of those bendy lighters, Tanner, or is that just bent?
Oh, Grunk, stop. Go, put it back, Grunk. Put it back. Hold, let me see that.
Well, look, it still works.
Oh, dude, you're doing too much.
Grunk.
Look, how is this possible? Look.
You're basically like grabbing the
thing. Tanner, that's going to blow up, Tanner. It's like bent sideways.
We have a lighter that has it's like a big middle finger. It's like fuck you every time you press it down.
Does it say fuck you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it lights.
I could go bring it.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't use that.
No,
that.
No. Why? It's all the way downstairs.
But it's cool. What? Who cares? You just went into the bathroom.
You're right. I did do that. Go get it.
So go
ahead. Get out of here, Jamie. Go get it.
It's awesome. Trust me, it's worth it.
What if it's not awesome?
It's awesome. Just leches cake. Don't.
Oh, yummy.
I don't think I've even had that, really.
Tres leches cake? It's so good.
It's so fucking fucked up. It's so fucked up.
Have you ever had quad leche cake?
Nuh-uh. Dude, that can't be a... You can't add more leche.
Cuatro. It's cuatro. Cuatro
leche. Cuatro leche.
I don't know why I said quad.
What'd you say? Quad?
Quad leche cake.
Cinco tres leche. Wait, cinco leches cake?
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
That's
nueve.
Nope. Diechi. Nope.
Wait, is it diez
dos, tres,
diechi?
Cuatro, cinco, seis.
Siete, ocho, Niete. Nueve, diez.
Siete.
Niete.
Wait, dude, I took Siete. Spanish and Italian, Siete. So like my counting's fucked up. Oh, here we go. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro,
whoa,
cinco,
you actually,
seis.
You weren't
Siete,
lying.
Ocho, nove, nove, nueve, nuevo or nuevo? Nueve?
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 Yeah.
And diez?
Yes.
Doris?
Diez.
Doris.
Dorito.
Diez.
Hey, Locos right. Nachos.
Don't everybody. Burn, don't burn it. Don't burn the...
What? The dude, it's right here.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna like...
Let's see it.
Yeah, guys, check it out. Fucking right on the mic. Okay, this is Fuck You by me. Here we go. This is really... It's really hard to press down, so give me a second.
I'm pretty sure it's Cartman.
Fuck you. That's
it.
And that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Is that actually
hear
Cartman?
It.
Yeah.
What? Like... You guys didn't hear it at all?
No.
Damn. Try it again.
Okay. Well, it smells like shit.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's butane.
You don't hear that?
Damn.
Nope.
Proud.
Discord cuts it out.
Yep. Does a tree fall in the woods? I don't know. Can I hear it?
It doesn't. It doesn't unless you were there to record that information.
My head smell like, ew.
Tree falls.
Oh.
And nobody's there. Does it make a sound? Blech.
Yo, Tanner, how tall are you now?
Wait,
what? You 6'4"?
Dude, I think I'm like 5'8". Now I think I shrunk.
You shrunk?
No, dude, speaking of that, no, actual crazy segue. I watched a UFO, like UFO sighting videos before bed, and there's this crazy story of a guy that like he was driving and he said like the day felt like an hour long and then the night came and it also felt like an hour long. And then he blinked, and then he was in a ship, and he saw like a cone, like a cone-headed alien, like looking at him, and it was like they're like at him and stuff. Ew. And then he woke up like screaming in a parking lot, and then he went to the doctors, and he like all of his records said he was like 5'9", but the doctors measured him and they said he was 5'8". He lost an inch of height in like less than a day,
what?
And then like his eyes like turned yellow too.
What?
Wait, isn't that just like jaundice or something?
Jaundice.
He's
is
got jaundice.
Don't lose an inch of height from jaundice.
he took his shoes off and he has jaundice. Yeah,
like I'm trying to think what they took, like a piece of bone out of him. I don't know.
Yeah,
but like he said, he gave him a warning, and it was like, there's a huge financial crisis.
A financial crisis.
No. He said there is a financial crisis, and in 150 years, there's an asteroid gonna hit Earth. That's what the alien said.
When was this? Okay. When is it gonna hit Earth?
What year was this?
Wait, what? Yeah,
2024.
This was 151 years ago.
Oh
shit!
Wow.
So they lied.
You just make
it's
things
not
up
here
for fun.
Yet.
No, this was real. It was. I think it was in like 1990 or like in the 2000s. It was like.
Oh my
really
god! We're
here.
Already to like 25 years deep into this.
God. Yeah, something crazy. I mean, the financial crisis might be real. I'm already seeing signs.
Yeah.
Wasn't that in 2008? There was a financial crisis.
Are you looking at your charts? Are you looking at your graphs?
Are you comparing your charts?
I thought you pulled out a paper. I was like, what the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, it says right here.
That's so scary. I'm actually kind of sad that I feel like I'm not going to see an alien or an alien sighting or even a UFO.
You might, dude. You're only like 20.
I know. Yeah, what? I want to see a UFO.
You'll see one maybe.
I want to.
I saw something. If I saw something, you could see something.
Like, if it's not an alien, can I at least see like something like weird? Like, I don't know, maybe like a little goblin or something.
Dude, I want to see like a pterodactyl.
Yeah,
like you know,
something that's bigger than life.
That is a crazy. That's a big step, Tanner. That's a pretty high step up there.
Pterodactyl?
Yeah.
What? Pterodactyl? Yeah. What? Okay, so you believe in aliens, but no pterodactyls? Yeah.
There hasn't been any pterodactyl sightings recently on Twitter, so I don't know. I wouldn't get my
ever
see.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, dude.
I just put him in checkmate like mid sentence.
Yeah, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what?
Whatever.
Whatever.
I got the poop worm.
Again?
Oh, is it in you?
Go ahead. Go take it out of my bathroom.
I just did the pee worm.
Well, he just offered up your bathroom. Right, he's like side-eyeing him. Huh?
We're at just about an hour if we want to just hold it out for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Are we actually about an hour?
Yep, we just hit it right now. Congratulations, Group Chat Podcast.
Oh my god. But the pee worm on this podcast is real. No. Like, why do we all have to either poop or pee during the podcast?
I guess because it's right in the middle
of the day.
Facts.
It is. It's like the most awkward time of the day for me. Like 1:43. Like, what else do I do?
Hey, is it true that as a guy you're supposed to wake up with a boner?
You're supposed to?
I think it's like good blood flow. Is that what they say?
Yeah, morning wood. It's pretty. Why are we talking about this again?
Oh, I was asking.
What?
I heard something about it. I don't know if it's true or not.
What?
I guess it's recently? Like.
I guess I'm just talking to my fellow bros and asking if they get boners in the morning. I don't know.
Bro,
are you scared?
Anymore. I feel like I haven't. I don't know if you know this.
Wait, why? What happened?
We're all in an accident.
Oh, shit.
You were there?
Really?
You need to let go.
Huh? You need to let go.
I wake up in a fucking parking lot.
Oh my god! You're screaming. You're an easy movie.
Dude, I'm so scared for the day that I actually wake up and like you guys were just all in my mind and I was
like an Adventure Time episode.
Yeah, and I was just like a fucking like a lol account and people were just looking at me the whole time. You're like, wow. Yeah.
Well, how do we know? How do we know that crazy. We're not like in the Matrix?
I don't know.
Pinch yourself.
Oh, when I was in fifth grade, I thought that I couldn't know ever whether or not if what I was seeing when I was talking to people was actually the way it was going or if it was like all in my head of like, what if I just sounded like a complete weirdo?
Dude,
to them
it is
something.
An evil thought process to think that you are the main character and everyone around you is just fake code.
It's true.
Like you could just like
it's
I could
just narcissism.
Myself. Well, no, it's just like you're not real. Actually, you're not real. And I was programmed. And like I'm not real, but yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I was programmed.
But like that could be the whole thing with Earth. I don't know.
Like,
you
how do I know,
know
Tanner
you
wasn't programmed
know.
To fucking say that right there? How do I know that
we're
my
conscious?
I think, therefore, I am. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, nope. Buddy.
I think, therefore,
I think
I am.
I think. Therefore,
I had the stoop. Oh my god, Grunk. I had the worst. I had a gym shirt. It said, I lift, therefore I am.
That awesome.
It was freaking sweet.
I lift, therefore I am.
Remember that shirt?
I missed that shirt.
We were gonna
I
get?
Duke, therefore
which
I
one?
I pinkish, therefore I chumbo.
Chumbo. I fucking love Duke and the chumbo. Mm-hmm. Duke and the Chumbo has like the same longevity as Hawktua for me. I'll say that much. Duke and the Chumbo.
I can't believe that's still going around. That stupid fucking Hawktua.
I don't get it. It was like not funny when it happened, but now it's funny.
It's a second wind.
It is. But it's like not
still
funny
for
it's
me.
It's just funny that it's not funny.
No, it's funny that it was so popular that it's funny to other people, but that's funny to us.
Did people? I've never met a person that actually thought it was funny.
Yes, every day for the past. For the past week, Hannah has just been saying happy Hawktua day. Like,
goes, for a whole week.
Happy Hawktua day. I'm in Bobby.
That's so cool.
Keep it rolling until Isaac drops his video, because holy shit. We and Isaac were both like, let's hope that by the time this is posted, it's
that
not
video's
like,
gonna
get
not,
it out.
That video's
sorry,
not gonna age well.
I already got a DM on the last
it's
episode.
Get 11 out of 10,
dude. I already got DMs on the last episode with Swagger, which by the way is on audio and video will be coming soon on DVD. And they were like, "Stop with the Hawktua jokes, please stop with the." Because I think it was like two episodes in a row that we did it. And so,
I was biting my tongue.
That's three.
I was biting my tongue when I was asking about Harvey and Tua. Harvey and Tua.
Hawk and Tua.
Hawk and Tua.
His fucking cats.
Big Tua. Yeah, big Tua.
Oh, buddy.
I feel bad for people who bought that merch. Hawk Tua spit on that thing. It's like a cowgirl riding on a horse or something like that. And it's like
that's gonna sell a
that's
lot.
My favorite.
She needs to stop.
That's my favorite.
Shit.
Dude, I got a TikTok. I got a TikTok today. Apparently, you know the phrase "let him cook," right? Everybody knows it. Apparently, there's like a guy that's responsible for it, and he's making a podcast.
No.
It's called Let Him Talk, I think.
No, it's like, not, dude.
It's like, why is everybody making podcasts?
You know what it feels like? Let Him Talk. The way that these people are making podcasts, it feels like taco trucks or like just like food trucks, and like it's all in the same spot. Yeah. It's like,
I feel like Ghost Tacos and Go.
He was like, you think I'm done? Oh, I'm just getting started. It's like you said a phrase.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Fun little segment. Then I'm trying to think of like what is a podcast? What is a potential for hypothetical us? Podcast? No, not for us. From a one-liner joke. Oh, that, like, okay. So we got Hawk Tula making one. We got Let Him Click
Hello,
making
Felicia.
One. Hey, yeah, they dropped a new podcast. Talk to me, Felicia.
Talk to me, Felicia.
Ain't nobody got time to talk.
Everybody got time to talk.
Everybody got time to talk. Ain't nobody got time for that. And everybody got time to talk.
Yeah, well, it's off for me.
I'll see you guys next week.
All rang out.
I'm done. That's it.
I got a shit.
Wrap this up.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Can we all do a test? Can we all flush the toilets at the same time and see what happens?
Ooh, see if the house.
I wonder if the pool filled back up.
What'd you say?
I said the world stops turning.
Yes, two turds.
Flushes it, goes
both turds going down.
And everybody flies forward.
on the ring. It's like. It takes a pause. It takes a millennial pause.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for watching today's podcast. Sponsored by Code Goons for 10% off.
If you guys got any jokes we want to say,
you messed up.
Oh, there's one thing I do want to say. Okay, because I did get emails from the cryptid episode that we did. I was like, send me your cryptids and things like that. A group of sketchy ass motherfuckers kept sending me these weird ass videos of. God knows what. I didn't click them because they added a picture of, it was like this thing where it was like basically saying that like there's no viruses, no nothing. It was really funny though because the thumbnails did look scary. They're like cryptic little shits. But I was going through like the emails and I saw that and I was like, I don't know if I want to click on, because I was clicking on like videos and shit that they were sending me and I was like.
You gotta be careful with them. With emails especially, dude. Lord knows.
They get scary.
Lord knows.
So, yeah, if you didn't get a response on your email, I apologize.
I apologize.
There was a war happening.
Also, really important to mention, we are going to be in San Diego.
No, we're not.
TwitchCon.
No, we're not.
We said that three times.
Yeah, we said it three times, Isaac. I think they got the gist.
No, we're not.
Yeah, no, we're not.
We're going to the Clown Hotel instead, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, fine.
We're going to be at the Clown Hotel. Meet and greet at the Clown Hotel. Beep, beep, beep. Are we going for the Clown Hotel meet and greet? Or?
Sure, yeah.
Dude.
We'll see, bucko.
I can literally feel the poop in my intestine.
Okay, moving. We're going to wrap it up. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you use code GROUP for 10% off your order of Gamer Subs. Damn, the weekend's over. Sorry you guys missed it.
otherwise it could have gone.
Actually, it's today. Technically, the 13th is the last day. I don't know what time it ends, but you better hope it's not. It's for another hour.
What do they get?
Make a sprint for us.
They get free shipping worldwide. World, not nation. World.
World.
If you use code GROUP, though.
I'll be damned. If you use code
any
group,
other time,
group.
Forget it.
No other God. Group.
No other group. Or code.
And don't forget it.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Bro, fish it out. Maha.
Maha. Maha.